Track 7, more news stories. Call to save ponies from extinction. Campaigners are calling on MPs to help influence policymakers who may be able to save Dartmoor ponies from extinction. The Dartmoor Hill Pony Association, DHPA, says numbers have dropped from 7,000 to 900 over the last 25 years and must not be allowed to decline further. Chairman of the DHPA, Charlotte Faulkner, said good progress had been made in getting the Department for Environment, Road and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, to recognise the importance of the nation's only semi-wild pony population, but more action is needed. The breed now appears on a register of native breeds at risk and was also referenced in a review last year, chaired by Devon landowner and Lord Lieutenant of Devon, David Fursden, on protected site management on Dartmoor as invaluable for conservation grazing and genetically important. Mrs. Faulkner said new supplements which would pay farmers and landowners to look after the ponies and giving them the same status as cattle hasn't yet been implemented. She said, "We need the ear of the policy makers. They're just not getting it. DEFRA and Natural England have been working closely with us and want to support us. They've done a good job till now, but at the last hurdle they've fallen. It's time questions were raised in Parliament by MPs if we want to see ponies on the moors in the future." Mrs. Faulkner said the association has worked hard to get DEFRA to accept ponies in payments made to landowners. The cattle and pony grazing supplement and native at risk supplement were ways of funding the animals to ensure that they stay on the moor as being vital for biodiversity, managing the land and for tourism. She said previous grazing agreements paid people for keeping cattle but not ponies. 20 years ago, many ponies were culled for this reason, a time Mrs. Faulkner describes as very distressing. She said, "We get more desperate knowing what numbers we have left and what might happen. We do need to press now for action so numbers don't drop any more." An online petition to save the ponies started earlier this year and it's been signed by more than 100,000 people.
A youth centre in Teignbridge has been awarded more than £100,000 of lottery funding. Chudley Youth Centre was delighted to have been awarded over £110,000 in a grant from the National Lottery Community Fund. This significant sum will support the centre's vital work with young people from the town and surrounding communities across a period of 5 years. It provides the charity with a strong financial base, enables continuity of its youth services over the medium term, and will greatly assist in developing a positive impact for young people in the future. The funds will allow the centre to run a new third youth session for juniors on Saturday mornings, which is hoped to start in October. A spokesman for the centre said, "We will also now have the resources to develop the curriculum for the two other youth sessions and to undertake some refurbishment work to the premises. We would like to thank everyone who has supported the National Lottery on a regular or occasional basis. Our local fundraising efforts and grant applications will continue to be vital as we need the match funding provided by the National Lottery Community Fund over the next 5 years."
Oh yay, oh yay. Town criers to battle it out. Newton Abbott really will have something to shout about when it hosts the annual Town Criers Competition. 15 representatives from communities across Devon, Somerset, Wiltshire and Cornwall will battle it out for the top spot with the first hour of hometown cries starting at 10:45 this Saturday. The second round, entitled A Century of Shopping, will commence at 12:45. dignitaries including Mayor Councillor Alex Hall and Lord of the Borough Keith Stokes Smith will award prizes for Best Cry, Best Dressed Crier, Best Dressed Escort and Best Dressed Couple. All the action is set to take place in front of St. Leonard's Tower with free face painting, balloon modelling and crafts on offer nearby until 2 p.m. courtesy of Creative Newton Abbott. Another stall in Courtney Street will also be offering free children's activities as the Town Council begins to gauge public support for seeking fair trade status for Newton Abbott. Looking forward to the day, Councillor Hall said, "It's going to be a huge honour welcoming town criers from across the region, and I'm sure it will be a great day for posting photos and videos far and wide, showcasing what Newton Abbott has to offer. St Leonard's Tower will be open for free tours, and I'm sure our own crier, Nigel Kennison, will serve as a marvellous ambassador for the town, as the competition rules prevent him from taking part. Take advantage of the free family activities and share your thoughts on fair trade status for Newton Abbott at a time when the movement to improve farmers' conditions in developing countries marks its 30th anniversary. It's going to be a very colourful and entertaining day." Representing the borough of Newton Abbott will be Crier Evelyn Davies. Other competitors will be travelling from all points north, south, east and west, including Penzance, Yeovil, Calne, Kingsbridge and Plymouth. The crier from Devon who receives the highest score will receive the Devon Championship Trophy. Before widespread literacy, town criers were the means of communication with the people of the town, since many could not read or write. Proclamations, local bylaws, market days, adverts were all proclaimed by a crier.
Grand effort from Hospital Bedpush. An amazing £1,029 has been raised by Torbay Hospital League of Friends with their annual Bed Push along Torquay Seafront. Heading off from the Grand Hotel, they got off to a great start when, for the second year running, Harbour Gifts and Antiques emptied their tips tin containing £84.47 into the collection bucket. The hospital bed, with a giant teddy bear on board, was pushed round the circular course 3 times by doctors, nurses and league volunteers. Vice President and Special Events Coordinator Dave Rogers said, "Once again, the people of Torquay did us proud. It's always one of our favourite events, especially when the sun shines. As well as filling our buckets with their loose change, holidaymakers and locals alike were very interested in the work that we do. Despite cash going out of fashion, the generous public dug deep into their pockets and bags to make this event a great success."